Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you serious?
Hello, this is How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy.
I'm Sean.
How you doing, Sean? You right, brother?
I'm good. It's weird doing it like this.
I know, man. That's what she said. But it is weird. We're doing the podcast on Zoom for the first time in like over a year. And a few reasons why, both busy. But also, Sean, I'll be honest, I just didn't want to give you this lurgy that I had, man. Oh, yeah. Can you hear a bit in my nose or not?
A little bit. I appreciate that because the last thing I want to do is to like go into the Christmas period, have a bit of time off and just be mullered for the days I have off. So I appreciate it, man.
I almost find it a bit rude, man. Like when people, like I'll be honest. I went to a party. Somebody hugged me and then said to me, "I've got a cold." After they hugged me, and I looked at their nostrils, and their nostrils looked radioactive, bro. Their nostrils were like red as fuck, and then like I just knew I had it. So I actually, all jokes aside, lost a bit of work because I had the voiceover that I think I could have done, and I couldn't do it because of my throat, but.
See, this is the thing. It's not cool.
Yeah, it's not cool. But also, it's like, fucking stay at home. Like, because I was sick, I got invited to a party on Friday and I messaged the guy, party was sick. Free drinks on a Friday night, vibes, DJ, party, everything. And I just messaged saying, look, dude, I'm not well, man. So can we just, thanks for the invite, but I'll see you next year. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
man. But I'm glad to get it out of the way this side of Christmas. Because obviously, that, yeah. I'm looking forward to eating some turkey. I'm looking forward to some real day drinking, bruv. It sounds pathetic.
What you're about.
I think not today. Tonight I'm gonna do night drinking. And then what I'll do is I'll do early morning drinking, and then that will turn into day drinking, and then maybe some lunch drinking as well. But I think what I'd like to do tonight, Sean, is listen, like I think everyone that's listened to the show probably has listened to everyone's kind of standard Christmas plans. So we won't do the whole, oh, what are you doing for Christmas? Oh, family, oh, this turkey, whatever. Great, right? Great, fantastic.
Wait. Do you like turkey though? Let me ask you this. Are you actually a fan of turkey?
The amount of gravy, cranberry sauce, and other stuff I put on it.
It's the condiments, bro. It's the condiments that make it.
It's kind of like saying to you, Sean. It's kind of like saying to you, Sean, if I say to you, do you like rice? Your answer will be like, yeah. But you're not like, oh my God, rice. Like, you're like, oh, go to Marcus's house.
Asian. I'm half Asian. Come on, man.
Yeah. I'm half Nigerian. That's what we do, bro. Bro, we are the riciest breaders out here, yeah? But yeah, no, like, I like rice, but I like rice. But I'm not like, oh, I don't like, we having for dinner tonight? Rice. It's not like a foreign thing, do you know what I mean? It's like, oh my gosh, like I don't have rice.
And also, if you eat turkey by itself, it's not that nice. It's a bit dry. I don't get excited for it. I'm just putting it out there.
I think you're hard pressed to find something drier than a bit of turkey breast. I mean, a Jacob's cracker, a mouthful of dust.
Mm. Hey, do you know what I do get excited about though?
Yeah.
Honey glazed ham with cloves.
I make that dish. Do you make it or do you just consume it?
No, I consume it.
Do you want me to make you one time? Would you eat it outside of Christmas?
Yeah, standard. Oh, I get excited about the many, many weeks of sandwiches afterwards that I'm going to be munching at ham.
It's the sandwich you get afterwards out of it. So I do mine. Some people say this is icky, but I don't know. Sean, you're a forward thinker. I boil mine initially in Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
Yeah. And then I glaze it. either with a maple, with a honey concoction, or a maple syrup concoction, or a combination of both, combination. And then the cloves in it. Yeah, man, get busy with it, bro.
I mean, the way that you say concoction makes me sound, there's a little extra something in there, isn't it?
Okay. A little something. I'm just gonna say, man. Yeah, I was gonna say, we might want to eat and give it a couple of hours before you do anything else. You get me? If you get a warm sensation in your belly, you get me? We call it Marcus's flying pigs. That's what we call it. but yeah, man. Oh, nice to know that you like a ham. I haven't done my quota of hams this year, so I might throw another one in the pot.
You have how many is your usual yearly quota of hams?
Two large ones in two pots, one salted and one smoked, which is obviously salted as well. They're both salty. Now this year it's two small smoked ones, which means there's another pot, Sean. So look, you throw the request down, brother. Hey, you just say the word, bruv. There could be some ham flying at you. Not like literally throwing a ham at you, because that could be quite dangerous. But you know. Anyway, Sean. Oh, sorry. One more thing I want to do this Christmas.
Yeah.
Which leads into one quick question. I want to do a Christmas drinking game. I tried to do it with Slow Horses, which is a show on Apple TV at the moment, which I highly recommend. It's got Gary Oldman in it, and it's like based in London. And one of the rules was every time someone says an F-bomb, you have a sip. Wrong show to do that with so many geezers. Like, fuck. But I want to do a diehard drinking game, or like a movie-based drinking game. Have you ever done anything like that before? Would you potentially be interested in doing it?
I might be interested in it. I don't think I've done a movie-based drinking game.
You know what I mean, though, don't you? Like,
say it's Die Hard, what are the rules?
So Die Hard would be like every time you see a Christmas tree, have a sip of your drink. Every time, I don't know, for example, Bruce Willis calls someone shithead, have two things of your drink. I think the one I heard of, there's like when Alan Rickman dives off the building, you've got to down your drink. Not dives, but gets thrown off. You dive. You smash your whole drink. Stuff like that. Okay. Leads on to my other quick question, because we're pressed for time today, Sean. Die Hard. Christmas movie or not a Christmas movie?
But the fact that it's in like my top five Christmas movies means it has to be in my Christmas movie list, right?
Thank you. Bro, what is it with people saying that it's not a Christmas movie? For starters, right? The show, the movie starts at a Christmas party.
What more do you want?
There are trees that have tinsel on them in the background. There is a t-shirt that says, ho, 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 I have a gun now. Bruv. Sorry, why do people...
I understand why people get annoyed about it, because they're like, it's not in the festive spirit. And yeah, whatever. But for me, 100% Christmas film.
Okay, that, cool.
Home Alone.
Yeah.
Bruv, I didn't realize there were five. I think I've seen one or two. I don't know if I've seen three, four, or five. If they don't have a Courtney Culkin in them, they're definitely not going to get watched.
Do you think it's a Ace Ventura Pet Detective situation where I did make you aware there was a third one without Jim Carrey, and you were like, nah.
Hey, whoever got that gig, it's a poison chalice. Whoever got that gig, you must have been like, why? I need to not do this. It's a career ender.
There is a saying. Yeah, I'm going to say it's Shang Tzu, but it's not. It's never step into a big man's shoes, innit? It's not him, because it's someone else. But I'm just going to make that. Plato, so it's Plato. Homer. It was Homer. Homer said, never step into a big man's shoes. And in this case, with Macaulay Culkin, never step into a small boy's shoes. Because, you know, how could you even... How? You can't better that performance. It's like when you watch reality TV shows and they have like the singing ones, and they're like, today's a Michael Jackson show. I'm like, you're all going to fuck these songs up, because you can't sing it better than this dude. Anyway, Sean, right. So welcome to How to Kill an Hour. This is a show where Sean and Marcus discuss the internet via some interesting stories, which we have coming up. And I've got some Christmassy ones for you, Sean. But first, we have our jokes of the week. And because we're remote and I haven't got the same sound effects, I can press a sound effect, Sean. I don't know what it's going to be. Do you want to risk it?
Can I guess one?
Go for it.
What do I have? 1 to 5? 1 to 6?
One is the intro music. So we can't have that. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
5. Give me 5.
2, 3, 4, 5. There you go. It's a rim shot. It's a classic sound effect.
I like it. I get a rim shot.
Yeah. You got a rim shot for Christmas. There you go. Trust me. It's, you know, it's not a bad thing to get. So, Christmassy joke, Sean. I have got a couple of long ones. No, I've got one Christmassy... Have I? I've got one Christmassy joke that's long. And I've got a couple of New Year's-y jokes as well, because New Year's is soon as well. So I just thought...
Oh,
I'd
put this guy is prepared. All right.
All right. Do you want me to hit you with one first?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Should we get all our Christmassy bits out of the way? There you go.
I haven't got no... I tried and I went through all of my Christmas jokes that I could find last time. No, Christmassy jokes from me here.
All right, this is all good. I hope you like this one. This is in the style of one of the ones that you've done before. Okay, cool.
Okay.
A young man walks into a drugstore. He says to the clerk, I've been invited to a Christmas dinner party at my new girlfriend's house. Afterwards, I hope there's a chance that I can, you know, get lucky. If you, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, yeah. So the clerk says, how about, you know, you buy some protection? They could come in handy. You know what I'm saying, Sean? Yeah? You know what I'm saying? Buy some condoms. They could come in handy. Here's a pack. The young man, after paying, walks to the door, stops, smiles, comes back to the clerk and says, you know what? The mum is also smoking hot. I'll take another pack just in case I get extra lucky, baby. Clerk was like, all right, mate, let's him pay. Christmas Eve comes around. The boy sits at the dinner table and doesn't say a word. He's looking at his food the whole time. He barely mutters a peep. After a while, his girlfriend says, if I knew you were so quiet, I wouldn't have invited you to my family dinner. The young man replies, if you told me that your dad worked at a drugstore, I wouldn't have come.
Oh, awkward.
Did you imagine that? Bro, we've got a mate, right, who years ago, right, said to someone, mate, that bird is absolutely fit. I would love to talk to her. To which someone said to him, that's my sister. And everyone went, oh, and he went, oh, I'm really sorry though, but she's fucking smoking, right? Oh man, so yeah, there you go. All right, and here's a New Year's one for you, New Year's one for you, or two, Sean, for you.
New Year's.
Today at the gym, I asked a girl what her New Year's resolution was. She said, fuck you. Huh. I am so excited for 2024.
Oh, do you know why it's so bad? Because it took me a second as well.
Yeah. Oh, man. I didn't say it with you. I didn't say it with you.
Which was poor.
That's
no,
right.
No.
All right, I got two more for you. All right, Sean. This is two slightly
longer. Do you want me to come in with one and then you come back?
Yeah, cool.
Not Christmassy, though. Not Christmassy.
All right, go for it.
All right. A blonde is overweight, so a doctor puts her on diet. I want you to eat regularly for 2 days and skip a day and repeat the procedure for 2 weeks. The next time I see you, you have lost at least 5 pounds. When the blonde returns, she's lost nearly 20 pounds. Wow, that's amazing, the doctor says. Did you follow my instructions? Blonde nods. I tell you though, I thought I was going to drop dead that third day. From hunger, you mean, said the doctor. No, from skipping, replied the blonde. Oh. Christmas joke, blonde joke.
You gotta have a good, nice, classic blonde joke. I like that. All right, cool. I'll hit you back one. On New Year's Eve, Marilyn stood up in the local pub and said that it was time to get ready. At the stroke of midnight, she wanted every husband to be standing next to the one person who made their life worth living. It was kind of embarrassing when the clock struck midnight because the bartender was almost crushed to death. Oh, we got the barkeep.
All right, I've got this one for you. A young woman asked her mother if she had any advice about how to succeed in her upcoming marriage to a sailor. Nothing to worry about, said her mother. Just be aware that at some point in your lovemaking, he, being a sailor, may ask you to turn over. My advice is, don't. The daughter was mystified but loved her mother and filed her advice away in her memory. Some months after the wedding, in bed one night, her curiosity got the better of her. She said to her man, way back before we were married, my mother told me you might ask me to turn over and I was to say no. Why do you think she said that? Ah, said her husband. She only told you that because she wants grandchildren. Bring in the smut. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I like it. I like it. All right, I got one more for you. This one, Sean, is horrible. So I'm sorry in advance, right? But I love it.
Let's go.
It's New Year's Eve and a snail comes into the bar. He says to the bartender, "Hey, barkeep, pour me a cold one." The bartender says, "Gross. A snail at the bar?" He picks up the snail and flicks him out of the window. A year goes by and it's New Year's Eve again. In the same bar, the same bartender is working there. The snail comes back into the bar and says, "What the fuck did you do that for?"
I've seen a different derivative of this joke before. It tickled me. I knew what was coming. But...
I fucking love jokes like that, man. Oh man.
What have I got? I feel like not on purpose, but I ended up having more. No, this is another. I was going to say another blonde joke. It's not really a blonde joke. This is a short one. I told my girlfriend she drew her eyebrows too high. She seemed surprised.
I like that.
We got an
like
Englishman, that. Scotsman, Irishman, right? An Englishman, a Scottishman, and an Irishman all walk into a pub with their wives. They all sit down and order a cup of tea. The Englishman looks to his wife and says, "Could you pass the honey, honey?" The Scottish man thinks to himself how clever that was, then turns to his wife and says, "Could you pass the sugar, sugar?" The Irishman, not wanting to be outwitted by the other two men, looks over at his wife and says, "Could you pass me the milk, you fucking cow?" It's one of them jokes that doesn't really make all that much sense, but it tickles me.
Okay, love it. All right, cool. I got one to finish off with, which is great, considering this joke. Three old ladies were sitting on a park bench when a flasher revealed himself to them. The first old lady had a stroke. The second old lady, she had a stroke. The third old lady, she couldn't reach far enough to get it. A little bit of smut.
I was so slow.
It's going to be a smutty new year. It's going to be a smutty new year, man. I've got
a frozen image of you.
Oh no, am I frozen? I'm not frozen on this side, so I'm all good. All right. We're all good. Don't worry. Hopefully, I unfreeze. All right. If you want, I can flash my video on and off for you. There you go. For the YouTube gang, where you go? Bosh. I'll flash you back on. Let's see. Am I back?
Did you just flash me?
I did just flash. Did you have a stroke? Am I moving again, or am I frozen?
No. You're still frozen. I know. Bad times.
Oh well, you're gonna have to just pretend I'm there talking to you. After that, Pitt, I guess it's time we jump onto our stories of the week.
Week.
I feel like I'm light on the ground for this again, Sean. I'm light on the ground. I'm trying to come through with some strength. I've only got a couple of stories for you. They're quite short, but they have tickled me. First things first, there was a mystery of a missing £637,000 ring at the Ritz, and it has been found in a very unusual place, right? So there was a guest...
It wasn't in a ring piece, was it?
It can get lost. Stranger things have happened. A guest at the Ritz in Paris suspected hotel staff of stealing a £637 diamond ring. They will be reunited with their jewelry after it was found. And I'll tell you where it was found in just a moment. But according to Le Parisien, a Malaysian guest had filed a police complaint on Friday. I don't know why we need to know that they're Malaysian. I feel like this is sometimes the detail they put in this. I'm like,
big up the Malays.
Yeah, but big up the Malay gang, man.
Big up my peeps.
Big up the peep them. Alleging the ring had vanished from their room. The Ritz would not release details about the ring or the owner, but said it was found on Sunday. Thanks to meticulous searches by security agents at the Ritz Paris, the ring was found this morning. Sean, would you like to guess where it was found?
Ooh.
It's not someone's bumhole, right? I'll give you that as your first guess. If you that was going to have a serious guess.
Thanks. Can you give me a clue? It's a little bit too open-ended.
Okay. It would be something that is in the hotel that it got lost in. Does that help? No, that wouldn't help. All right, so... Well, how do I give you help? I don't know how to give you a clue without absolute. Because I'm terrible.
I'll give you a clue,
and if you get it straight away, it's cool. It would have been found by one of the cleaning staff. That's a clue to where it would have been.
In the toilets.
Nope.
By the cleaning staff. Close. Nah, go on, tell me.
In the Hoover. They found it in the Hoover. It was in the Hoover all this time. And you know what? I was thinking, how dare you suggest that they stole it? But to be fair, bro, a £637 ring, £37,000 ring, you got.
I was about to say, I thought you said £637 ring before.
It's not
much of a story.
It's not interesting. Yeah, I mean, it is a lot. So yeah, you know, it's a little story. It's not too crazy, but I was just like, whoa, dude, like.
Wait, no, wait. We're jumping to assumptions here.
Okay, all right.
Hoovering up the ring.
Yeah,
would be a very smart way of putting the ring somewhere where you think people aren't going to look, and then you can go back and get it afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
So, Sean,
I'm being cynical here.
I feel like the Ocean's 11 music is playing in your mind right now. I don't know what that is, but it's going to sound something like boom, 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 like that. Yeah, you're playing it. So, talk me through. Go on, Sean. Talk me through it. I'm going to put you on the spot in the style of George Clooney. Or in the style of Sean, how would this heist, I've called it a heist now, I've upgraded it to a heist. How would this heist happen?
I would probably need some background information as to where the ring was being held.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I do think that this, like, it's in the Hoover, like, it could, maybe I'm just being cynical, could just be a mistake. And but how did the ring get from an extremely secure location, because it's worth like more than £500,000? Like, they weren't just going to leave it in the drawer on it. It's going to be in, like,
you're not coming home drunk and throwing that on the bedside table unless this said unnecessarily the information Malaysian customer, but maybe it's because they can't say they are. Unless this Malaysian customer is so balling, yeah, which is a very real thing, that they're just like, man, just chuck the rings on the bed. But hang on, they're like, fucking hell, I might be rich, but that's taking a piss if someone's nick. I don't know why they're Cockney Malaysian. Fucking hell, someone's taking a piss. They've taken a 637K ring in dollars, which isn't even probably natively my cash, but whatever. For this story, just stick with me what I'm saying, yeah? $637,000 on the side.
So the ring was just in the hotel room, like on the side table, bruv.
Yeah.
If you're that lax, yeah, with a ring that costs almost £750,000, and you just like leave it on the side table in your hotel room, you're probably doing all right. That you could probably lose it and just
One could only wish. All right, Sean, you've sparked some intrigue in me. I feel like maybe the ring was stolen, right? By someone who saw it and nicked it. I reckon they nicked it, right? If you're an owner of a hotel and one of your patrons has come in, your customers has come in, and they are worth so much that they have a ring on their finger worth more than a lot of people would make, yeah, in their lives, yeah? Let's just say, let's be honest, bro, yeah? And they literally... the ring goes missing. You get the staff, you roast them, hot them up, get the ring back from one of the staff. You can't turn around and say, all right, one of my staff nicked it. That's not going to work. But if you say...
Interesting. You're coming from a cynical perspective, but from a different angle.
Exactly. Okay, okay. If I turn around to you, so Sean, basically, yeah, you've got £637 million worth of ring missing. You've come to my hotel. It looks bad on me. You're now...
This ring's gone up to £637 million.
All right, so you got the £637 billion ring, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's gone missing. You're going to look at me like, Marcus, man, that's a lot of trillions to go missing. So I'm going to run out of millions. So then if I turn to you say, Sean, no, look, brother, it was all just a misunderstanding. It got hoovered up. I have a way out where you can be like, okay, maybe it was just a mistake. Do you know what I mean?
And then they would have to explain it. So what was happening was she or he was hoovering the carpet and then... just accidentally slipped and hoovered all the side tables.
Yeah, I also hoovered up their Amex, black card as well.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They found a bedside lamp inside the Hoover. It was like the coaster,
a handbag, nice shoes. Yeah.
So there you go. It was a.
Yeah. So there you go.
Probably a Quran. Anyway.
A Quran, yeah. But yeah, Sean, short story, but one that tickled me a little bit, and I thought I'd share it with you going into the new year, hoping that you and I can make $637 million.
We were not festive, and we were immediately cynical from different perspectives, but nevertheless,
yes,
cynical as though.
Yes,
there were mistakes. There were no mistakes being made.
Someone
tried to cop the ring. It was either their heist didn't work, or the owner of the hotel was trying to not make out that there were nefarious things happening under their management.
I'll make you right, Sean. All right, bruv, do you want to hit us with one?
Okay. Let's do this.
I'm going to take another sip of my drink. I'm having a drink, by the way, Sean. I should have told you.
What are you having? What are you drinking?
Metal straw, good for the environment.
It is.
But also, when I walk around with these, I feel really I always make sure I hold the drink really far in front of me, because I don't know, I feel like John Wick and films like that make me feel like a trip over and then die.
And then the straw just goes in.
Yeah. Like paranoid thoughts. So Sean, I'm actually drinking, I like brandy. I'm drinking 1738. There you go. So that's some 1738. One of my favorite brandies. Sean, I'm a brandy drinker. Really?
Indeed.
It's not the best
favorite favorites, though. What's your favorite?
The one that I brought, I won't say what one it is on the pod, but the one that I brought over for us to have a drink when we was playing cards that time. The one in the nice bottle. That one was, we drank that warm out of the bottle, because it's Cucan, and it was quite tasty. It got slapped up. Yeah, but that's what it's there for. It was I think we had a mate of ours was over, so I was like, look, it's the kind of drink where I would hate to drink that by myself. That's how I feel about stuff. Yeah, it'd be rude. But some people I'm rude. This tastes delicious. But I was just like, yeah, man, let's share it and have a bit. I'd rather do that. This is nice, but it's not as expensive. So that I could have a bit of that. But I don't think I could drink brandy consistently. When we went away a few weeks ago, I was drinking coffee. You lot were rinsing me for that, innit?
Bro, we had three espressos with your
double
meal.
Doubles, Sean, doubles.
Doubles, yo.
Yeah.
And a Pro Plus. You're having Pro Plus and smiling.
Do you know what's funny was when D was looking at the bill. He's like, who the fuck had six coffees? Nah, this bill's wrong. This isn't our bill. I was like, oh, yeah, that'd be me, bro. It's espressos, enough for the whole table. But yeah, man, wild, man. Anyway, Sean, what you got for us, brother?
Right. That's what I got for you. Doritos to release nacho cheese flavored alcoholic drink that tastes like crisps.
How relevant to this conference? All right, cool. So Doritos are releasing a nacho
cheese-flavored alcoholic drink that tastes like... What's interesting is that they say cheese-flavored and then they say that they taste like crisps. So I'm going to go with they taste like cheese-flavored crisps.
They taste like Doritos that are... There's a nacho cheese... With Doritos, there's a... By the way, Sean, we know what they're doing, don't we? We know what the Doritos are doing. Can we just give it the caveat?
We're all aware of what they're doing, but we're still gonna.
Yeah, it's called marketing. We get it. They did it so that podcasters would talk about it. But you know what? It's just too good not to get into. You get me? Once you pop, you can't stop. Oh, shit, wrong brand. Sorry. Gary Lineker. Wrong brand. What? Fuck. I'm loving it. Wrong industry. Sorry. Sorry, Sean. I'm cutting over your story. But so just to clarify, there is a Dorito crisp, which is a cheese-flavored crisp flavored alcoholic beverage. Just want to
A cheese-flavored crisp-flavored beverage.
A cheese-flavored crisp-flavored alcoholic beverage.
Yeah. And I will say this, I enjoy the first tagline, which is, the alcoholic spirit is available to pre-order now and is best used in a margarita, Bloody Mary, or Old Fashioned. The makers say.
Ooh. Do you know what, Sean? A crisp-flavored Bloody Mary. I can't see that being a bad thing, you know.
Mm.
Tomato juice.
Margarita, I'm not sure about. The Bloody Mary, like, it's already a meal replacement, right?
Yeah, so. for most alcoholics, yeah. And I'm like, oh yeah, great. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's actually good for you if you think about it. Yeah.
20 or 5 a day, come on. So if you have in a Bloody Mary, I can assume more food stuff in there. It's a win.
Okay.
A margarita, a cheese infusion in my margarita. Like, I love a margarita, like a Tommy's especially. I'm not sure about this cheese flavored margarita. I'm not sold.
It's the cheese for me that's throwing it, because I think the earthy flavors of crisp and starch, it can work well in a drink, you know?
Yeah. That's the cheese.
So margarita, we're out the window with that. Old fashioned,
I'm sitting on the fence.
Yeah. But an old fashioned's quite sweet sometimes, isn't it? I don't know. You know what? We'd have to just try that. But if we're going to do it, we could do it with a Bloody Mary. Also, as a garnish, you're just going to have to put a Dorito in the top of it as well, aren't you now?
Well, I mean, if I can show you the...
Can you screen share? You can screen share. We're on Zoom right now. Share that screen.
It's on my phone.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, hold it up close. That looks nice and clear. Yeah, they've actually got a Dorito garnish. Do you know what?
Yeah.
How is that going to happen in real life without you destroying a Dorito?
But you're appreciating it, though.
Yeah. No, I like it. So Doritos are going
to get... Were you appreciating the super, super clean... my new super clean Pixel phone? That's what it was. Without even noticing, you accidentally... just said something positive about an Android phone.
I'm just saying, bro, your computer just crashed halfway through us recording it. So maybe today's not the day. Maybe we just...
Oh, yeah, I told you I need to take this MacBook and get a bloody PC, man. I'm telling
is
you.
Is it? That, I listen, I'm just looking at that camera and I know it's it's not a MacBook Pro, is it, bro? But it's all right, though. But...
It's the 360p that I'm recording.
Yeah, man. Like, what was the first Nokia with video?
Ooh. First Nokia with video.
There was one, yeah, whatever, but it's one of those. Yeah, it's one of those. No, you know what? The first video phone was a 3 phone. That's what I remember. Phone, the 3 Bro, company. Our boy had a flip phone.
Nah, it was before that. I think I had a Sharp. I had a Sharp GX30.
Sharp phone!
That phone was... Bro, I had a 1.3 megapixel camera. Yeah, so, what? Like, yeah.
Get out!
Like, don't mess about, yeah.
Do you still have it? Oh, I'd love to see that. Did the pictures actually look like pictures, or did we just look like Lego people?
No, actually, on this one, it was the first one phone I had, which I was like, yo, this camera's actually at that time. It, because before that, it was like 0.3 megapixel was like your standard one. And we've seen the video that comes out of that.
You're like,
I think that's you, bro. I think that's you.
So how did you connect? How did you connect that phone to your computer to use for this recording today? Then I was,
huh? What? I'm gonna carry on. I'm gonna get sidetracked here.
Doritos. Doritos. So yeah. So apart from it being a great bit of marketing, what is it What is the plan with this? Is it an actual, is this an actual product we can purchase and buy, or is it one of those things where it's come out and we can't get it? Can we get this? Because Sean, if it's out there, Sean, for the purpose of this business, we can try it, bro.
We might have to.
We can. How? Where do? Where can we get this?
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
What you said a moment ago is fully true at this moment in time. There have been too many things recently, mainly food stuff, mm-hmm. that have been advertised on the TV, and I'm like, I need to go and cop one of those, yep. and then I can't find it anywhere, and I'm like, what is the point of the advertising in the first place if I can't
what
actually
is
go
the
buy
point
it?
What is the point?
Waste
what
is of the money
point? What is the point? We need to know if it's on, if it's for sale in the UK, Sean. That's what we need to know, right. Because a lot of these things.
Well, I'm gonna let me give you just chill for a second.
I'm sorry, a bit more information around it
before we get right into the nitty gritty. You know,
I'm getting very excited. I'm sorry about this. Let me just sit here and drink my non cheesy drink.
The American brand promises that the drink will smell and taste just like the real thing.
Okay.
Limited release, 42% alcohol. Will be made by using real crisps and extracting their essence through vacuum distillation. Yeah, let's just mask over the essence.
Yeah, talk about another time. That's for another episode. Go on.
This is a little spiel. Doritos is all about disrupting culture and bringing our fans unexpected, bold experiences. We're always pushing our fans to try new things. So we figure it's time we disrupt the spirits category by offering our iconic nacho cheese flavor in a bottle.
Okay.
Customers can already pre-order the new alcoholic drink. Here, agree. Speedy market. And it will be on shelves in select New York and California markets next month for an estimated price of $65.
Fuck's sake.
Nada about being available in the UK. And it's a bit sad.
We are the purveyors of making funky food, but I think between America and the UK, we are the ultimate weird food blenders when it comes to taking what we would consider normal things. Yeah, fusions and stuff like that. Like, in terms of, I wouldn't say we eat kooky things, culturally kooky things like insects and other animals here, but we do have a tendency to mix and blend things that are random. For example, tomato juice and vodka. For example, peanut butter and jelly or jam, if you're here in the UK. I'm a little bit upset that...
Is that
a
weird thing?
Out.
I mean, that's like... That's so normal. In jam, in my eyes.
Yeah. I still feel like they...
Mums used to have it on toast back in the day, so it was like a completely normal thing.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, peanut butter, you'd say savoury, and jam, you'd say is like sweet, innit? Like, that's what I mean. Like, it's just too... It's like too very... You know, while it's like people that some there's peanut butter and Marmite sandwiches. That's a bit funkier.
Peanut butter and Nutella is like a Snickers.
Yes.
On toast.
Yes. Yes. Delicious.
But would you say that? But Snickers is not weird, and it's got peanuts in it, so you would be like sweet and savory. It goes together. You gotta say it together.
Okay. All right. I'll give you a listen. A little bit of crack salt on your caramel brings out the sweetness. So you know what, Sean? I'm with you, baby. Okay. Right. So this is where, and we actually do have some US contingents. We do have some US people in our constituency. So I think we have to reach out to those, Sean. And I think personally, we need to reach out to our friends over in the US to see if they can secure us this. We can send the money, get the Dorito flavored alcohol here and try it on the show, Sean. Would you be willing to try it in a beverage? And if you would, which of those beverages would you be willing to try it with? Because I'd have to get the ingredients.
I can bring the ingredients, okay. But because I make margaritas already.
Okay.
I would have to go for the margarita. It's the one that I think will work the least. But they've suggested it.
All right.
And who am I to say I'm not going to knock it before I try it? Even though I kind of knocked it.
All right. Yeah. I've knocked it as well. We're going to knock it before we try it. Trashed it. Yeah. I would try the Bloody Mary with high hopes. And I think I could bring you the ingredients. I wouldn't say I'm the best, but I think I could make a semi... No, you've been... We had a Bloody Mary on the way to holiday. You see me. I can make a decent Bloody Mary. Mm-hmm. So if you want to try that. And then the Negroni, I mean, we'll try it, but...
No, not Negroni. What was it?
The Old-Fashioned.
Old-Fashioned. Yeah.
We'll try it, but, you know, we'll try it reluctantly. We'll probably get that out of the way first, but we'll keep it pushing. Should we try it, bruv?
Why not?
Just why not, this. Bro?
An absolute minimum, if someone in the States can try it and... At least let us know what their thoughts are on it.
If you try it, you can come on the show and talk to us about it. There you go. Then it's not biased by mine and Sean's love for the margarita or for the Bloody Mary. You get me? Because I feel like Bloody Mary is a bit of a kebab of a drink. Yeah. You feel where I'm going with it, Sean? Like, it's nice as a hangover beverage. So that means I'd have to get hammered before we did the show. It's a bit of work now, isn't it? And now, you know.
That sounds tough.
Yeah.
That's real tough. You're going to be all right, mate.
I don't know, bro. It's a bit of a sticky one still. Yeah, I don't know, bro. I don't know. Anyway, is there anything else about this story, Sean, that we need to know about the flavors of this Dorito? Are they promoting a new flavor of Dorito, or is it just a drink and the Doritos in
just,
the whole?
Just the drink. They're disrupting the alcohol beverage industry.
All right.
It's a marketing, isn't it? Let's be honest. My guess is that nobody's going to try it and go, oh my days, they need to not make this a limited edition. I need this in my life.
It's not coming back, forward. Is it? It's not coming
going
back.
Forward. Yeah. I'll have to cop a couple of bottles and then just have it as a little conversation starter. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like an extra hot chili sauce that you don't actually eat with your food, but you get people to try and hope that they cry.
It's the sort of drink you whip out when you want people to leave.
Well,
fucking Amok, it's cheese liqueur. It's time to go, mate. Right, Sean, I'm gonna hit you with another quick one. This is a little bit more of a new story, which could be of relevance to you if you are based in the UK, Sean. Very important, right?
Okay.
Also stood out to me as the most random. I have so many questions about this. Tesco has recalled its Christmas stuffing because it may contain moths. The supermarket chain stresses that the apple and cranberry stuffing mix may be unfit for human consumption and has apologized to its customers. Moths! I mean, stuffing mix is quite a dusty thing, but I don't know how... Where are they storing this, bruv?
Was it during the cooking process? Surely once it's cooked, does it get packaged up real quick?
Exactly. And how are we finding out it's got moths in it? Somebody has got to have opened, or more than one person has got to have cooked up a little nice stuffing. And, bruv, that's the thing though. A moth could hide in the dusty stuffing mix if you're not looking perfect.
But if you eat a moth,
are you gonna know?
Is there something? Will something bad happen to you if you eat a moth?
I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps they'll die. You know what I mean? Is the scientific story?
Is it from the perspective of it's like a bit grim to eat moths, or is it the fact that if you eat enough moths you might die?
I can't imagine eating a moth is gonna feel good for you. I think it'll taste nasty, bruv. Insect, a moth, it's not like a cricket juicy thighs or something like that with like it's a
really,
moth, bro.
You went with juicy thighs for a cricket.
Yeah, but crickets can jump, innit? Like, I'm thinking of the street crickets. You know, like the street crickets that they sell. You know the street crickets that they sell.
Oh man! In Southeast Asia, they'll eat pretty much any dusty insect as well.
Was it you?
I don't think a moth is that different.
Was it you that told me the saying that, and I might be wrong? Was it you that told me the saying that there's a saying that is like, if the sun shines on its back, we'll eat it? Kind of saying. It's a jovial saying. It's not real, but
that was Homer again.
I think that was Plato. Yeah, it's Plato. but a moth is like a big fat. But if it's UK, they're not like big juicy moths. They're like little crappy moths, isn't it?
I don't think you eat the wing. I don't see how the wing might be like a wafer, maybe. I reckon
you get through the wing without noticing, isn't it? But if you hit some real body and it hit the part of your tongue that contains bitter, so it's apple and cranberry. So they said it's apple and cranberry stuffing mix with best before date end of September 2024, which is probably going to be most of the stuffing people have this year to use now.
They've got to recall all of their stuffing or just get things far away.
That is wild. But I'm going to be looking at my stuffing a bit sideways this year, you know, because I would always buy. I don't know if there's like a brand of stuffing I should get. I probably would just get like the store flavored stuffing.
I'm trying to think, isn't it like
Bisto?
Is it Bisto or Baxo? Baxo? Baxo sounds right in my head, but I could be talking absolute shit.
It's a thing, also, no, Paxo.
Yeah. That's the one. Let me ask you this. Any other time of the year, yeah?
Yeah.
Just nothing. At any other time of the year.
Only time outside of Christmas I may have a little bit of stuffing is if you go to a Sunday roast and they throw a little bit in.
Proper roast.
But you know what? I'm sad that we don't see more of it, you know? Because I love stuffing.
I do like a bit of stuffing.
Do you like a stuffing?
A sage and onion.
Yeah, do you like a sage and stuffing? But with your stuff, oh, nice. Do you get a bit of sausage meat into your stuffing as well? Because some people don't.
Yeah, no, I'm about that.
Yeah, it's the Do you know what? Leftover ham and leftover stuffing, bro. Come on, bro. Not that there's ever much leftover stuffing. I never have known anyone to make too much stuffing. The stuffing always gets wrapped up.
The stuffing goes quick. The stuffing usually doesn't go quick.
It's like pigs in blankets. You never have like, oh gosh, we've got loads of those left over. It doesn't go.
Canes. Yeah. Yorkshire puddings for me.
But on the other end of the spectrum, Brussels sprouts, Sean. We didn't talk about Brussels sprouts. Where are you at with those?
It's just a mini sour cabbage. I'm not really about it.
Have you found that people that like them are a bit too enthusiastic about them? They're like they have a mind control drug in them where if you eat enough of them, you become part of a collective clan. They're always like, do you want a Brussels sprout or two? I love them. Does everyone love Brussels sprouts? I'm like, well, how much are you getting paid to say this, dude? Chill the fuck out, man.
Also, how much you love Brussels sprouts that you are only having them once a year?
Yeah, exactly.
You love them that much that you're like, have them once a year.
Or I've had someone go to me, no, look, here's why you don't like them. What you need to do is cut them up, mix them up with some bacon, put some dates on them, fry them, put this seasoning on them.
They're doing the same thing with a turkey, bro.
Yeah.
They're doing the same thing.
So basically, you want me to add so much to them that there's 1% sprout in there and the rest of the 90% is flavoring. What we call that is turning something that doesn't taste nice into something that's nice by covering it in other flavors. It's that.
If you add enough stuff, then you won't be able to taste the thing that you don't like. But then you'll like it. It's not about it. I don't like them. I will say this: if there are Brussels sprouts, I will eat. I'll put one on my plate and I'll eat it because out of respect for the festive season, I will do that. But not so much of the enjoyment factor for it.
Okay. Am I right in thinking that you clap it first though?
Yeah, it probably gets slapped first so I can enjoy the rest of my food.
That medicine. Get out of the way. All right, Sean. You got time for another quick one for us then?
Have we got time, bro?
I don't know if we have time. You know what? We'll save it for our next episode, which should be, if we are all better, it should be on the 25th. No, I'm joking. It should be just after Boxing Day or Boxing Day. It depends on when Sean and I are busy and free. But it should be, it's our last one before New Year's, which we'll, I think, Sean, we're in a place where we probably can just have some beverages. I think we can just meet up and have beverages and just talk. I think we've got enough clips in the bag right now. We've got enough stuff cracking where we can just have a drink. Hopefully we'll talk to somebody who's maybe tried this Dorito flavored beverage and crack on from there. What say you to that, Sean?
Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a festive plan.
Well, don't forget, you can check out How to Kill an Hour. It's How to Kill an Hour on all socials. We're doing quite nicely on the Facebook. Some of the clips got a couple of million views. That's very nice. Head over to Instagram. How to Kill an Hour. Head over to TikTok. How to Kill an Hour. I'm on all those at Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy. Sean, where can we find you?
Find me doing some Christmas shopping in Asda, bro. That's what it is. Asda Pot Rule.
Hey!
That's 2 a.m.
Have an absolutely fantastic Christmas, and I hope you absolutely smash life. Peace.
Nice. Have we got some outro music? I want to hear some.
There you go. Some more outro music, yeah? Didn't you hear that was playing?
No, I couldn't hear it.
You didn't hear any of those sound effects? Oh, bro. But that was great outro music. We got you, bro. all right, Shawnee Bizzle. I'll speak to you in a bit then, bro. Let me finish this Zoom call and I'll drop you a line back, actually, straight away. All right, bro.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.